Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Viral video going around. A guy posted on Instagram a dishwasher he designed with some unnecessary features, like the quick drying mode, thanks to the built-in flamethrower. Yeah, also the dishwasher bounces around the dishes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, check this out.
Here are a few new improvements to the ultra-high efficiency dishwasher. We've added a quick dry cycle setting. This prevents water from pooling on top of mugs. In order to further reduce cycle times, we've added an auto-unload feature. When paired with the integrated jump system, this clears most standard height countertops. Now, obviously, safety is a major concern here. That's why we designed a high-temp sanitize cycle, which ensures dishes are not only clean, but germ-free.
Yeah, so not sure if, he's going to get it patented and, you know, try to sell the dishwasher with all the unnecessary features, but we'll see. Some other things in the audio vault today. Investigators in California were looking into reports of a teddy bear wrapped in human skin.
Oh.
But it sounds like it was an elaborate prank. Oh, yeah, it's not human skin. It's actually latex. And the creation is from artist Robert Kelly of Dark Sea Creations. He claims that he just sold the art piece and has nothing to do with the prank. Here's Kelly talking about it.
I guess I'd probably be lying if I said I wasn't enjoying it a little bit. You know, I'm an independent artist. I know what starving artist life feels like. So little attention is sometimes good. I mean, I don't know if the guy broke any laws or if it was just a prank, but it looks like he definitely got some people riled up.
Oh, you guys and your pranks. You old guys and your pranks. This story is for Jess. There's a trend on TikTok where women are using Sharpie permanent markers as lip liners. But experts are warning people it's not safe to use markers on your skin or lips.
Yeah, whatever.
Jess will use it on her eyes.
I won't use it on my lips. Well, I've never done that. I've never used it on my eyes either, but I would.
You're nuts.
If I ran out of
Jess,
black
you
eyeliner,
are nuts.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Why?
Why not?
Because it's
my life. It's my eyes. It's my life and my eyes. And if I run out of black eyeliner and I'm here at work or someone has to come in and say, oh, let's do a video. Oh, today's picture day. I would look around. I would get a black Sharpie and I would use it if I needed it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, all right. Let's do this. Can we do like a how-to video and how to put, eyeliner on your eyes when you don't have eyeliner? And we'll do the Sharpie. Well, you do it.
I guess. Okay.
You would really do it?
It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It really is.
It's a marker.
It really is not a big deal.
It's a marker.
If I ran out of black
eyeliner,
how
do you get it off?
I'll just use like makeup remover, soap and water. I can get it off. Baby oil. It's fine. Lotion. I would be able to get it off.
You don't think it would irritate your eye?
I don't think so.
But you would still risk it?
Yes. If I needed to do it, I would.
The person who like doesn't like to risk anything is going to risk
It's eyeliner.
Sharpie on your eye.
It's eyeliner.
Something wrong with her, y'all.
I would do it.
Something wrong. Well, here's one TikToker trying it for the first time, but using it as a lip liner.
I saw a girl in her use a Sharpie, like a lip stain, and I must try it. She used pink, but I think it was a little lighter than the pink that I got. Literally went to the store, bought a Sharpie because of this video. Oh God. Oh wait. This is actually not bad at all. Sharpie, give us some more ranges of pink.
Something wrong with her. Something wrong with her and something wrong with you.
I would do it.
Disney adults are getting a new dating app. Yeah, a guy in Orlando launching an app called Single Riders and hoping to get the beta version up later this year. Here's one of the developers at Joe the Bearded Nerd talking about the new app that he's working on.
Hi, my name is Joe. I am one of the developers of Single Riders. and other theme park enthusiast dating app. So if you guys have any ideas of things that you would like to see in our dating app, please let me know. But yeah, like, I'm super excited. This is happening.
Interesting, right? Police in Ohio are using facial recognition software to track down several women that were caught on camera twerking on a police car.
Oh my God.
All right, now the crazy part is that not only was it caught on the dash cam, but an officer was apparently inside the car. Here's the officer explaining what happened.
A group of females walked by the cruiser and then they turned back around this way. One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began
a group of Jess and her friends
to dance on the push bumper. And then another two females came walking around the other way as well, climbed up on the side of the car, standing on and dancing on the hood. And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well.
And they all had Sharpie eyeliner.
Oh my gosh. I'm not laughing because it's like a police officer's vehicle. I'm laughing because listening like to him describe it.
You're laughing because you have a sickness. You have a sick problem.
And he's like, they came over to the bumper. Can you picture it? And the girls are out there like, twerk, 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 twerk.
An Arizona homeowner has been repeatedly fined $100 by his HOA for handing out free cold water bottles to his neighbors. What? See, you go to a hotel, you pay $26. You go to this guy's house, he'll give you a free cold one.
He's been fined, but he's getting a fine. That's crazy.
He's been doing it for about a year, and he's fighting back. In fact, he even got an HOA vote that kicked out three board members. Here's David Martin talking about giving out the free water.
It's really for the drivers, it's for the families, it's for the kids. It's to do something positive in a world that needs it. I stand firm on the fact that I'm not paying the fines, the cooler's not going anywhere. I know there's going to be a legal battle. We're preparing for it even right now. Do I know what that entails? No. Do I know the cost? No. But we are going to fight, and it's not just about water. It's about the community as a whole.
Yeah,
well,
now,
what is he doing wrong?
Well, the beef is over him having a storage cooler out in his driveway all the time with a homemade sign. So dumb. The board members are fighting back and trying to reverse the vote that got them kicked out, by the way. So crazy. Sarah Jessica Parker finally admitted that she dated Nicolas Cage.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
Did you date Nick Cage?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Yes, oh, we got some talking to do.
Okay.
It is time for Watch What Happens 5.
Yeah, of course, that was Andy Cohen talking to her, but it was back when they made the 1992 movie Honeymoon in Vegas. And that was Andy Cohen, you know, asking her about it on Watch What Happens Live. So there you go. Sarah Jessica Parker, Nicolas Cage did date at one point.
Wow.
In a case of life imitating art, the keyboard player of Spinal Tap has passed away. David Caff, who played Viv Savage, passed away at the age of 79. Of course, this is Viv's classic line from the 1984 movie.
If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
Caff also worked with Chuck Berry. A Spinal Tap sequel is slated to be released this September. All right, let's see here. And a mailman in Texas named Ian Burke adopted a dog he remembered from his old postal route. The owner was a Vietnam vet who recently passed away. Here's Ian and a worker at a shelter talking about this amazing adoption story.
I first met Floyd about 3 years ago. I was delivering mail.
He loves to hug. I mean, this is kind of like his hug.
Treats everybody like a friend, like he'd known him forever.
I heard a coworker talking about this dog at the shelter. And the description that he was giving him was match Floyd. And I said, hey, you talking about Floyd? He said, yeah.
We heard from someone saying they wanted to adopt Floyd. So his hold was up on a Monday morning. And that particular person named Ian was here at the front door on that Monday morning.
So there you go. He ended up adopting the dog.